irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio. Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Max and Friends with Max Tucci right here on LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Well, tonight we have a great show because Jessica Bunavacch and her daughter Brianna, the new stars of the amazing show that is on Lifetime Thursday nights, Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid. They're going to join us here tonight. Tell me, how was your weekend? Let me know. Tweet me at Max Tucci. And happy Martin Luther King Day weekend also. We're going into that this week. But tell me what's going on. I want to know what's going on in your life. I'm in California right now. I'm in L.A. in the L.A. Talk Radio Studios, having a good old time here and just waiting for Jessica and Brianna to show up. We're going to play some music here tonight because that's what we do on Max and Friends. And, you know, I just want to hang out tonight with you all and bring you into my world. So there's one song that I really love because I know it to be so true. And it's called Joyride by Roxette. And it's something that I had this weekend because I went down to Laguna and I came back up just to be here in the studio tonight. I was hanging out with my girl, Eva LaRue. Y'all know her from CSI Miami. Well, Eva and I went down to Laguna. We had a good time. And it was a joyride.
You fool.
Nelly Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Joyride with Roxette, because I just wanted to give that song to my girl, Eva LaRue, because we had a joyride today driving up from Laguna back to L.A. and Kaya. Thank you all for a good time and the joyride. So tonight, like I had mentioned earlier in the show, Jessica and Brianna are here from the show Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid on Lifetime every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Pacific. Well, last Thursday, so just a couple days ago, there was an amazing viewing party for Brianna at the Waldorf Astoria in Beverly Hills. And we saw the show, and Brianna was tweeting live, and Jessica was tweeting live, and it was really fun. And they were Instagramming, too, because to watch the show unfold, you know, the people who go on shows, reality shows, then everything is put together, and you don't really know what's going to happen. So it's all unfolding naturally, like a flower blooming, let's put it that way. You know, the petals are unfolding each week on Lifetime Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So tune into the show. We're going to talk to Brianna tonight, to Jessica tonight, about being a momager for having a teen model and modeling, and how you can be inspired to maybe be your daughter's momager or your son's momager. So we'll talk about that tonight here, because the show is with Yolanda Hadid, of course. Gigi and Bella show up. You know how it goes. You gotta bring in the celebrities to get the ratings. But I want to bring up a song, because you remember back in the day with there was some when DJs would just be on the radio and give you like why they love the song so much, and Casey Kasem and all those good shows. Well, I'm gonna set this show up, because this is my auntie. My real auntie, actually. You know, we have aunties, and then we have my real aunties. And Katina Rinieri. You know, I play her some music here on Max and Friends often. Katina is one of the most incredible Italian songstresses ever. She's a legend. She's an icon. She's still alive. She's good. I'm not going to tell you her age. But she's living in Rome. Her husband, Rizzo Ortolani, very famous conductor, and also a very famous composer, and just really a super talent, Golden Globe winning, Grammy winning. If you don't know Rizzo Ortolani's music or Katina Rinieri's music, you will now hear on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Jessica and Brianna are going to join me here on Max and Friends.
Oh, my love, look and see the sun rising from the nature's miracle once more will light the world, but this light is not for those men still lost in an old black shroud.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Katina Rinieri, Oh My Love. That's a flashback, because that song goes back to the 1950s when Ritz Ortolani composed that for the beautiful, talented Katina Rinieri. I'm going to tweet later on tonight the video of that song, because you're going to see what movie it was in. And a very famous actor, they put that song in that movie, and they played it for like the full 5 minutes, I think. But anyway, like I was mentioning tonight, my guests are Jessica and Brianna, the stars of Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid, part of the cast. And this is what we heard. This is the super tease right here.
The modeling industry today has undergone a complete makeover. With enough social media followers, today's it girl can become tomorrow's supermodel. As a former top model and businesswoman, I helped my daughters Gigi and Bella navigate this new world. Gigi is one of the most successful models working today. She's the face of the world's biggest designers and has graced the cover of Vogue over 20 times.
Do you have those sexy big billboards in mind? And really how you get there is first mastering how to be natural.
Bella was 2016's Model of the Year. She walked the runway for the top fashion houses and is the face of the most iconic beauty brands in the world.
I'm just like you guys, and I started out the same way. And
now I've started to manage new models to help young girls realize their modeling dreams.
Love her here, beautiful face.
Out of thousands of submissions, I've chosen five lucky girls. It's Brianna, Mackenzie, Michaela, Athena, and Lillian. They will work closely with me as I give them the tools to become a supermodel.
Welcome to New York!
And joining them on this journey will be their moms.
Yes, that's my girl.
Give me a hug.
Because let's be honest, a model's mom will always be her biggest fan. Moms, use this time to guide your daughters and then learn to let them fly on their own. Together, moms and daughters will have 8 weeks to prove they've got what it takes.
Mackenzie, girl! Left digger!
She looks like a real Tommy girl.
One young model will win a contract with me and the opportunity to be repped by IMG, the biggest modeling agency in the world. Each assignment will expose them to the tough challenges of the modeling industry.
Come running to me, run a little more.
Supermodels aren't born overnight.
1, 2, 3, go.
That ain't gonna work.
I need to see the tiger in you.
This is the career I want.
If this is what you want for your life, you're gonna have to shake it off, sister.
The stakes are high.
I need to change foot, sorry.
What happened?
It's very painful on the foot.
Yeah, well, that's part of the job. But the results will be life-changing.
I'm just so ready to win. I'm so ready to win.
I have one more surprise. We're not in a normal situation.
No, it's like a roller coaster.
This whole thing is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
I want to go home.
Go, go.
I'm the most protected mama bear you're ever going to cross.
I'm in the judgment seat as much as the girls are.
Oh, you are so funny.
I can feel there's a little tension in the air.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Look at that dramatic music in the background. Welcome back to the show. Tonight, my guests are Jessica and Brianna from Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid. And of course, that was just the super tease clip that you could turn into every Thursday night on Lifetime Television at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That would be 8 p.m. Pacific Time. So welcome to the show, Brianna and Jessica.
Hello,
Max. Hi.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure for you to be here. You know, like all of a sudden, you went from being a horseback riding model to now being a reality star overnight, literally. Yeah. So how has your life changed since Thursday night to tonight?
I definitely think I've gotten a lot more exposure to the world since I was on TV, and Yolanda and Gigi and Bella have been posting about it on social media, and everything from social media can just explode overnight, and it's just been such a great experience so far.
And for you, Jessica?
For me, of course, a lot of followers and people kind of like notice us sometimes, and they would look at us like, like they've seen us somewhere. Right. They're like, look at us again.
Right, of course.
And but it's fun. It's actually fun.
You know, what's interesting is that, Jessica, you've been part of this world anyhow because you have a book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. You have an amazing company, Polished Woman.
Yeah.
In the Philippines, you were on-air talent. So this to you is really nothing new.
Yeah.
But to see it from the American standpoint of view, how is TV different in America than in Philippines?
Well, before when I was, back in the Philippines, I was doing my whole, manager thing, agent, and I was acting, I was hosting. We didn't really have, social media.
Right.
I mean, we did have it, not as, as big as, nowadays. So we didn't really care about, the whole followers or fans.
Right, right.
We didn't care about the social media. Right. We didn't care about the fans.
Well, because it didn't exist.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you want to meet the fans, you meet them in person.
Right.
You go to some mall and say hi, dance, sing, blah, blah, blah. But now it's different. You have social media, you say hi to them, and you just greet them, and you can actually have conversations with them through social media.
And what's fascinating, too, is that, Brianna, how old? Because you did the show, you were how old?
When I was 13.
And you're how old now?
14.
So in that time frame, a lot has changed, I think, for your life personally, right? So when you were on that show till now, and people start tweeting you and interacting with you, speaking of Twitter, how can and Instagram, how can people follow you?
They can follow me, on social media. They can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
And how do they find you? What's the feed? What's your name on Instagram?
It's Brianna.Bunavage. My last name's kind of hard to spell.
But I'll do it this way. You can go right now to @MaxTucci, and I will post how you could follow them there, because you could follow Jessica and Brianna there. But, speaking of social media, for instance, we were talking before the show, that some fan, you have, a fan now who was like, can you wish me a happy birthday? So how is that, how does that affect you? Do you feel like you have a responsibility now to people who watch you?
I think I'm really lucky because I am still a fan of many people, and I know what it feels like. So when people reach out to me, I just try to do my best to respond back. And I was asked to prom by one, actually.
Already?
I was.
Look at this.
I was really excited. I felt really special.
Momager, what do you say?
I was excited for her. I said, what? Someone asked you for a prom?
Right.
And for prom, and he was like, yeah. But the only thing is, I think he's out of the country, so she can't really
I have horse shows.
And you have horse shows too, right? All right, well, if you're all tuning in right now, my name is Max Tucci. You're listening to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Join us every Sunday night. My guests tonight are Jessica and Brianna from Making a Model, with Yolanda Hadid on Lifetime Entertainment.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. That's just a little break right there. So this is fascinating because every week unfolds a new show on Thursday night in Lifetime. And last week there was some drama towards the end of the show.
Yeah.
Right? I know y'all can't really talk about the drama because it's all unfolding. And really you don't know what's going to happen this coming Thursday.
Yeah.
But what we do know is that, Jessica, your brand is Polished Woman. You're sexy. You have your brand. Date like a girl. Marry like a woman.
Yeah.
You are like the it girl, right? Dress in hot clothes. Do your thing. And you had to sleep in some rickety ass bunk beds. So did that alter your reality?
Well, I was like shocked when I didn't expect to have, first of all, I didn't expect to have roommates. I thought we were going to have our own room, and I didn't expect to be sleeping in a bunk bed and sharing bathrooms. So that was really hard for me.
I can imagine.
Yeah, and I was on the third day, I was crying, and I'm like, oh no, I don't know if I can last here. And, but at the end, we all do things for our children. We all sacrifice for our children. So I really did, I did this for her.
Well, there was an interesting dynamic because you're the momager, really, of the show. And, and Yolanda talks about mothers being the momagers and the daughters. And Brianna was interesting watching the show on Thursday night because Brianna was kind of telling you, Mom, let's go, let's go. You were the ultimate director producer. And actually, Rolanda Watts, we were at the at your viewing party, and Rolanda was like, "Let me tell you, you got to tell that girl she is a director and a producer." So there was a little bit of a role change there. Mm-hmm. What did you learn from watching that episode, like from being your momager to now kind of like telling your mom, "Mom, let's go, let's go"?
Well, I didn't really mean to do it in like a bossy way. Right. I just kind of wanted to show Yolanda like I can do this myself, but I could also listen to direction.
Right. No, that was beautiful. Yeah. And you did it. You know, you did your thing. Now, what was interesting too, like watching the show, and you had so many of your friends there. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I had so much champagne. That was a good party. But yeah, the Waldorf Astoria, I mean, that's the place to do it if you're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the other mothers did, but you all did the Waldorf Astoria Beverly Hills, darling. So, you know, what was it like for you, Jessica, to be sitting there amongst all of your friends? You know, we finally get the show on. And we were waiting a long time to get that show going. But the show's on air, and you're, like, watching yourself and your daughter. What is that? What feeling did you have when you saw your daughter on that television?
You know, the first time I asked I told myself, it's like, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe this. I'm watching myself and my daughter on TV and in the U.S. You know what I mean? Like, it's so different. I'm used to it in Asia, in my country, but then in the U.S. And I know how hard the competition here and you know, in the U.S. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm not dreaming. And this is happening.
It's happening.
It's just overwhelming, but it's full of joy and grateful. I mean, I'm very grateful for everything that happened.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you a question. You know, like, moms are watching this, and you're becoming a role model now for mothers who want their daughters to be in this industry. What advice do you give them?
I just advise them to watch, you know, the whole show, because they will understand how hard it is to be, you know, in the modeling industry. It's not a joke. It's not easy. And it's very hard, and you have to, you know, you have to be in a certain age, and not push your kids to do, you know, to do this right away. I mean, you have to wait. You have to be patient. You have to learn things. It's like, what do you call it? It's like a workshop. Mm-hmm. You know, doing this whole, you know, this whole show.
Right, process. It's a process.
We really learned a lot.
Well, you know, I mean, and this was all happening like last week, literally.
Yeah.
You know, a year ago, I discovered a model on the subway. I call myself the hashtag Subway Scout. If you're tuning in, this is Max Tucci, host for Max and Friends. My guests are Jessica and Brianna, and you're listening to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. We're talking about this show, Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid, which airs, there's 7 more episodes on Lifetime.
Yeah.
So make sure you tune in every Thursday night. But what I was saying is I discovered this model on the subway last year, and it took me like literally a year to groom her, you know, and now like she signed with State Management in New York, and literally overnight she's like now represented by an agency, but it wasn't overnight that, you know, it took a long process to get there. And you know, we're like, take out your braids, don't take out your braids, do this, do that, you have to live here, you can't bring people back there. And she's like, this is a whole new world for her.
Yeah.
You know, and she's super excited. Fatu is my golden, let me tell you. I'll post a picture on Twitter and you all see what I'm talking about. Because when I discovered her, Beth Bolt, who's a dear friend of mine, she discovered Naomi Campbell. And Beth was like, oh, Max, you found the golden girl. You know, so it's really, people think, oh, I can model, I'm going to be a model, I'm going to do a model. It takes a lot of work, as you learn.
Yeah.
I mean, just, we can talk about the last episode because it aired. But from that episode, you know, you were running around New York doing photo shoots, this and that. What was it like to actually, like, live the life of how models live?
It was kind of interesting, but I didn't expect it to be easy, so I was kind of prepared for it, and I just have to learn to take direction from people, and just, it's kind of, for the first episode, it was kind of shocking because there were a lot more people watching me on the streets, and I wasn't really used to that, so I guess I just have to get used to that, which was, it was also really fun at the same time, which,
and remember, when we did this, she didn't have any experience.
Mm-mm.
She was the young, you know, she's the youngest.
I was the youngest of the whole group.
So it's like, you know, it's a little bit of
so shock. What advice do you give girls? At the time you were 13. So there's like, you know, I know there's little girls listening to that, because Meganella, thank you for tuning in, Meganella. I got to give you a shout out real quick, because you tweeted me and you wanted me to say, your weekend is getting better. Mom is getting better. My husband has got some big surprise planned for our 14th anniversary, which is 6 days away, and I'm spending Sunday with family and friends. And of course, you. How was your weekend? My weekend was great. Thank you so much. I hope your weekend was great too. But, you know, 13 years old, Brianna's here, and I know you've got some young girls in your house, Meganella. So what advice do you give her daughters who, if they want to get into, let's say, modeling or acting or this industry?
Well, I'm going to give you the same advice Yolanda gave me. And well, when you're 13, you can't really do that much for, like, jobs. So I would just live your life right now with friends, family, do whatever you want to do. And then if you really want to do modeling and take it seriously, then I would wait till I'm probably 16 or 18, mm-hmm. and then you can actually do jobs.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, what's interesting is that there is this mother and daughter dynamic mm-hmm. yeah. that a lot of shows don't have. And it's nice to have your mom support you on this show, right? Yeah. So this Thursday, we don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be interesting to see how this all unfolds,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But but let's go back to the episode that just aired on Thursday. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much drama with the mamas, right? I know you can't talk about it, but wow, I'm just watching
YouTube
right
now.
There's going to be more, right? And the only way to find out is if you tune in
yeah.
to Making mm-hmm. a Model with Yolanda Hadid. Well, stay tuned, everyone, because I'm going to play a song, and when we get back, Jessica and Brianna are going to be with me here in the studio. We're hanging out here tonight on LA Talk Radio. I was thinking of what song can I play to just bring this all in mood tonight. And you know what? I was thinking about this one, because when you are blessed, it feels like heaven. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. That was Patti LaBelle from Megan Ellen and her husband. When you've been blessed, feels like heaven. It sure does. And when you've been blessed, it feels like you just right here, right now, in this exact moment. Because right now, where we are is exactly where we're supposed to be. You know, life is a beautiful thing, and it unfolds naturally like a flower. So welcome to Max and Friends. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. We're here 10 years this May. 10 years.
Wow.
Congratulations. I know. Ryan, thank you. Where's my applause button on this motherfucker? Where's my applause button? Dina, we need an applause button. But yeah, so if it's your first time tuning in, thank you for tuning in to Max and Friends. And if you've been with me for this journey of almost 10 years, I thank you. And I extend my love to you, because without you, there really is no show. You know, it's just me sitting up in the studio. But no, really, I love you all for tuning in to Max Friends. You can follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci. We were talking about social media and how important social media is to becoming a model these days. And there was a great question that Brianna was asked on Facebook Live, or was that Instagram Live?
Instagram.
On Instagram Live from Anna, and she said, how do you become a model? So what did you tell her?
Well, I would start by doing a lot of headshots and definitely exposing yourself to social media and posting a lot on there, because people can recognize you, and that would help you, like, a lot. Mm-hmm. And just headshots, do a lot of headshots and sign up with an agency or get a manager and all that stuff.
And do your thing. What do you recommend?
For me, I think you have to have a good page on your Instagram account. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you post, if you really want to be discovered, I think make sure to post really, you know, good quality of photos. And then some you have makeup, some you don't, because most of the time this agency, they want to see you without makeup and with the light, you know, with the natural lighting and stuff. So I think that's very important. And, you know, don't rush yourself. Don't overexpose yourself. Mm-hmm. If you want Instagram, just do Instagram. Mm-hmm. Don't overexpose yourself with all the social
media. But now let me ask you, because, you know, Brianna is 14. So how, as a mom, do you manage, like, crazy people on her Instagram?
Oh yeah, I check her Instagram and I make sure if there's like some guys
like
out
a perv.
There
well yeah, you know, and here's the reality too, that, you know, because we have this audience tonight of girls who are becoming models and whatnot, be careful, because not everybody who has that picture is who they say they are. You know, and it could look like a little, for like your friend, like a 14-year-old girl chatting to you, and then the next thing you know, some 50-year-old man.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? So just be careful. The advice that I give to anyone on social media. You know, be careful. Just really, if you have a question, you know, they say if you see something, say something, right? Yeah. So if there's something that doesn't feel right, talk to your parents. Talk to your mom, right, Jessica?
But I think for me, I'm connected to her account. I think for the moms, especially for the kids who are, you know, her age, I think it's good for the mom to be connected.
Tell the moms.
Yeah, I think it's good for you to be in their account, because you don't know who's gonna, you know, who's gonna leave messages, who's gonna be sending, pervert. What do you call that?
Nudes.
Pictures.
Yeah, no, of course.
There's a lot out there. And, you know,
the reality, too, I think that it comes down to is parents need to be parents.
Yes.
You know, and you need to be involved in forget not only your child's life, but now your child's online life also.
Yes.
We have a tweet right now from Megan that she says, thank you for that advice. With three girls, it really helps. My oldest two, Callie and Natalia, want to be doctor and lawyer.
Ooh,
but my youngest, Marisol, she wants to, as she puts it, dress. She wants to be a dress show model or a unicorn. She's five.
Oh, I'd be a unicorn.
Right? Totally be
a unicorn.
Right? I love that you love that song. Thank you for tweeting with me at Max Tucci. I'm going to post Jessica and Brianna's awesome Twitter and Instagram later. Mm-hmm. Hey, Leah Black, thanks for liking us on Twitter, Leah Black. Leah Black, you got to come back on the show, girl. It's been a minute. Y'all remember Leah Black? She was on Real Housewives of Miami. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, and Leah Black actually has a really great podcast going and a video video cast. So check her out. And y'all know Leah Black. I love you, Leah Black, for tuning in. But so, Jessica, you know, I want to talk about advice, because there are mothers, 5 years old.
Yeah.
She wants to be a model.
Yeah.
When did you start wanting to be a model, Brianna?
Well, I kind of saw a lot since I was really young from my mom. Like, she did a lot of photo shoots, and I was just sitting there, like, watching. And then, like,
you were inspired.
Yeah, I was inspired. But I think I really wanted to, like, start actual modeling was when I was about 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I really wanted to get into it. But I was still doing, like, horseback riding and tennis and I was doing all that.
Right.
We actually tried acting as well. But
I tried acting.
She didn't really.
It wasn't really my passion.
Yeah. Not your passion.
Not my passion.
Right. What is your passion?
My passion right now is definitely modeling and horseback riding.
Horseback riding. Mm-hmm. You want to give a shout out to your horseback riding squad?
Yes. I would like to give a shout out to Citrus Hill Farms and
hey, Citrus Hill Farms.
Robin and Demi Stiegler for being my awesome trainers.
There you go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Do you want to give a shout out to your friends, Jessica? Like, hey, my polished women.
Hey, we polished women.
But here's what's important. Like, speaking of polished women, you have a brand. You've created a brand for yourself, and that's possible for you too, Brianna. You know, and having a mother who's an inspiration, who has a brand, Polished Women. Tell us a little bit about Polished Women and what it is as a brand.
Well, Polished Women is really I advise women. It's it's really my it's all about women. Mm-hmm. It's about relationships and how to, you know, feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. It's beautification, a lot of those. Mm. And you know, I have this book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman, that advises women who are single who wants to find the, you know, Mr. Right. And and the part two is for married women who wants to have a blissful marriage, and you know how to, you know, how to prolong and have a happy marriage, and you know,
be the polished woman.
Be a polished woman, and be still a polished woman.
But now there's a quick rumor that I hear that you have another book coming out.
Yeah,
can we talk about it yet or no?
A little bit, it's just all about being a polished woman. It's all the questions that a woman needs to ask.
Right.
It will all be answered by, of course, by me.
By your second book.
We'll
be right back. We're going to go to a commercial.
Oscar's Delmonico Vodka. History repeating itself. Celebrate the classic taste of the original Oscar's Delmonico as a super premium vodka. Cheers and salute. To purchase Oscar's Delmonico Vodka, please visit horsemen.com or
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. That's right, Oscar's Delmonico Vodka. I got a plug on this. You didn't know that? Speaking about branding, like, we can brand anything. We are all brandable.
Yes.
We are all brandable. But, you know, we got some more time left, but I just want to, like, hang out with you and for a minute. And I want to, we're going to go to a song, because when we come back, we're going to give some final advice to everyone listening tonight about the industry, about being a momager, about being a teen model, and just about really being aware of our surroundings and how... Okay. You know, the awareness can bring us happiness.
Okay.
So right now, there's a great song that I love because it's one of my best friends, Sharon Agati in London. The song, Lead Me to the Water. We'll be right back.
Yesterday I heard somebody say the word spiritual. Take me closer to that man and what he understands. Does he know the conflict in my soul?
Gotta hear my soul in the water. Will you lead me to the water?
Oh my goodness. That was Sharon Agati, Lead Me to the Water. And I just hit the all the way up. So if I woke you up on this Sunday night, I am sorry. But we're going to wrap this show up in just a little bit because we've got a couple more minutes. We're here at the LA Talk Radio Studios. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thanks for joining us tonight here on LA Talk Radio. My guests are Jessica and Brianna from the show Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid. Thursday nights on Lifetime Entertainment. Now, what is some advice that we can leave girls with that Yolanda told you? Just give us some more advice, Brianna.
Well, if you're a model and if you're doing photo shoots, Yolanda...
There was an incident with you, right? You weren't feeling well?
Well,
you can't talk about it.
I can't talk about it.
I did a photo shoot
with Kristen, Kevin Richardson's wife, and I was sick. And I literally wanted to pass out, and I wanted to throw up, and I was coughing everywhere.
Was just recently.
Yes, and I have bronchitis, so I still have it right now.
Oh, thanks for bringing that into the studio.
No, I'm sorry.
But we're all going to go get IV drips, Vita IVs.
But Yolanda says it doesn't matter if it hurts, if you're cold, if you're hot, if you're in the ocean, and they want you to do some certain pose and a wave crashes down, you can't complain. You just you got to do what they want you to do, and it doesn't matter. So
you just got to do.
You
got to
do what you got to do.
And what advice actually did you take from Yolanda?
Actually, one advice that I took from her is, and I always remind her that she told us, there's always other beautiful women out there that's more beautiful than
you're not
you.
The only one.
Yeah, you're not the only one. And if you let pass of this opportunity, then, it's your problem.
You know, I mean, when I scouted Fatu, the advice that I gave Fatu, and I tell all of you who are listening tonight, no matter what it is that you have to want this more than it wants you.
Yes.
You know, and that's the reality, because there are 7+ billion people on this world.
Yeah.
And the universe will rise up and meet you, I promise you, but you have to do your work.
Yes.
You really have to do your work, because when you do your work, there's a fulfillment. You know, it fulfills your destiny. And speaking of destiny, y'all got to get Rolanda Watts' book, Destiny Lingers. I was at the comedy store the other night. Rolanda had an amazing comedic set. We had a good time.
And
she was talking about dating. You all need to get to you. You should talk to Rolanda about dating.
I should talk.
Give her some tips.
Yeah.
Because it was a great, funny show. But no, you know, it was fun to have you both here tonight.
Thank you so much.
And I got to tell you, speaking of momagers, I love my mama. And my mom called me at the show. She's like, you know what? I said, what, girl? my voice tonight. I'm giving you all a breath. My mom was like, let me tell you something. I said, what? She goes, I'm going to tune into that show next week. I said, oh, really? I said, why? She goes, because they left it with such suspense that I have to know what happens. I was like, Ma, this isn't Law and Order. She's like, no, this is Making a Model. Because my mom was in the industry, for a long time. She was a model. She owned the Roberto Di Camerino store on Madison Avenue, the Jaeger store on Madison Avenue. So fashion was always part of her life, and that's how it became part of my life. And that's why I know this industry, and I know that you girls, all five of you, the whole cast, really, y'all busted your ass to be on this show and to prove that, that models just don't, they're not born,
No.
You know, like my girl Fatu, like when I see her, I'm like, girl, you were born beautiful, but now you got to do your work.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice to everyone is this week, do your work. Because I promise you that when you do your work, the universe will rise up and meet you. And then you can take your glory and you can run into the week with it. So, Jessica, yeah, thank you so much for joining
me. Thank you. Oh, and I want to add, be authentic.
Be authentic.
Mm. Be unique.
Well, yeah. Be unique and authentic, yeah, right? And what do you want to say something? Good night.
No. Good night. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure having you here, but authenticity is always. Yeah. That, you know, mm-hmm, I had the conversation today. Be authentic, because when it rings true to who you are, mm-hmm, you'll know inside if this is the right thing for me or not. And when you're authentic, you're you.
You're you.
So take that authenticity and run with it. And when you're authentic, you can shine on. Speaking of shining on, please go get the book from one of my best friends. Y'all know her at My Power Talk on Twitter. The book, hashtag Know the Truth. Speaking of books, you can go right now to Amazon.com and you can get Date Like a Girl and Marry Like a Woman.
Yes.
That's Jessica's book. And y'all, let me tell you, there's a lot of you ladies that need to take that book right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You know what? You're going to come back and we're going to talk about Date Like a Girl and Marry Like a Woman. We've done it before.
Yeah, we've done it before.
You know, there's another book coming out, so you're going to have to join me again here on Max and Friends.
Uh-huh.
Deal?
Is that a deal? Of course.
And you're going to have to join me. I want to talk to you like when the season's over.
Yeah.
So you can, so you can give us the real skinny
I'll give
scoop.
You the real
You promise?
Yeah, I promise.
All right. So y'all are the most beautiful lights in my life, and thank you for joining me here tonight at Max and Friends. I love you all for tuning in. I'm going to have to say good night and good karma, and remember to take life to the max. But right now, I wouldn't leave you without a song. I love you all. Happy Martin Luther King Day. Hey, and to the two Lithuanian girls that I met in Beverly Hills the other night. How you doing? Iki pasimatumu. But right now, on Max and Friends, for real, good night and good karma, and I'm going to leave you with Asheru, who is one of my best friends, and this song. May this song take you into this week. Most beautiful light, shine on.
most beautiful light that I see. Baby, you're the one.